Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful Thursday morning. In the studio, I have from the United Way of West Florida, I've got Stephen Prestesater and Kathy Andrade, no relation. Stephen is the VP of Philanthropy and Communications for the United Way of West Florida. And Kathy is the Development Manager, right? Did I get that right? All right. We're talking about a very special event. This is going to be a lot of fun. It's the Glitz and Gallop Gala. I had to practice that about 10, 15 times this morning as I was drinking my coffee. I was like, Glitz and Gallop Gala, Glitz and Gallop Gala. I had to keep going. So there might be a song coming out pretty soon. I'll let you know about that, and you guys can use it free of charge. But go to uwwf.org for more information about the Glitz and Gallop Gala coming up on May 4th. So let's talk about that a little bit. Stephen and Kathy, thank you so much for being on the show today. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime. Love to promote special events, especially something fun like this that is going to have a little bit of betting involved, right? A little bit of gambling in a way.
Just, you know, can't really call it gambling, but there'll be some horse races, right?
Right. Okay. Let's talk about that a little bit because it's the 150th Kentucky Derby coming up?
It is. It's the 150th Kentucky Derby, and it's also United Way of West Florida's 100th anniversary. Nice. So we're really excited.
Yeah. All right. So tell me about the Glitz and Gallop Gala for somebody who's never heard of it, somebody who's never been. What do we do here?
Absolutely. So it's our first time we've actually had a gala. We thought after 100 years, let's go and start now, right?
Yeah.
Really excited, though. It's an opportunity for us, obviously, to celebrate this remarkable anniversary. What better to do it than with a Kentucky Derby party? We started to look about what's happening in the community. Everyone's got the gala. Who does a Kentucky Derby party? And so we kind of noticed that wasn't a thing. So we got really excited, jumped on that bandwagon, and it's kind of really taken flight. We're really excited about it. It happens May 4th, Saturday, and it's going to be from 4 to 7 p.m. over at the Pensacola State College, PSC, Building 27, new construction facility. Beautiful event space. It's on the third floor of that Building 27. But the event, it's $100 per person. And that includes two drink tickets and 10 betting tickets. And so, yeah, that's the exciting part there. We're going to have we'll have anywhere from 10 to 12 horse races that are televised races that have been redubbed and turned into a fun event. And you'll be able to bet on them. There'll be odds. You go out there, you take your tickets, you watch the games, you go place your bets, try to win some extra tickets. The goal is to try to accumulate as many betting tickets by the end of the night. And then that way you can use those for the parade of prizes. So we have table full of prizes that have been donated from amazing organizations throughout the community. We've got some huge prizes to,
quite an array of prizes, both a silent auction and a parade of prizes.
So that's really exciting, though. So you want to make sure you get your tickets before they sell out, where we've got a maximum seatage of 350. Ticket sales are gone now, and they are flying right now, as we see.
And that that $100 admission there is two drink tickets and 10 betting tickets.
Yep.
That's awesome.
We'll also have heavy hors d'oeuvres, but there'll be live music, Stream Farm Band. You know them, you love them, you see them out at the Palafox Market all the time. They're going to be out actually performing for us as well.
Actually, Heavy Hors D'oeuvres was the name of my band in high school. That's funny.
Oh, nice.
So when you mean heavy hors d'oeuvres, you mean like sliders, stuff that's kind of substantial?
Oh, okay. The good stuff, you know. We're 100 years where we decided to, drop a little bit and make sure to get the good stuff. The steak, the shrimp, the heavy sliders. So
let's talk about the what kind of really caught my eye immediately when I started getting into this was the bourbon pool. So I want to know about the bourbon pool. What is that all about?
So another fun little event that's going to take place. There'll be anywhere from 25, 35 different unique bottles of bourbon that are actually going to be at this event. They've all been donated by some amazing individuals within our community, some of our board members, but they're bringing in these amazing bottles of bourbon. You will be able to purchase a bottle of bourbon for a fixed rate of $25. A limited number of tickets available for every bottle. That donation goes back to United Way of West Florida. Nice. It's going to help support our cause.
Very, very cool. Gotta love some bourbon. Yeah. Especially $25 for a bottle. That's a steal when it comes to some of these bourbons.
It is an absolute steal.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's amazing. All going back to help United Way of West Florida. Go to UWWF.org for more information on the Glitz and Gallop Gala coming up on May 4th. That's Star Wars Day.
Yes. Yeah.
May the 4th be with you. So can people wear their stormtrooper gear, or are we keeping it like hats and traditional derby attire?
You know, we're going derby attire, but that doesn't mean you can't get creative, right? So we're trying to go with the May the Horse Be With You.
Oh, yeah.
You might stand out. That's all.
you might not. Who knows? Pensacon just happened, so a lot of people still have all that stuff still out of the closet. So
yeah, no, they got to use it somewhere.
Yeah, I got the bourbon pool coming up, and this is going to be at Building 27 on the Pensacola State College campus, and parking. Let's talk about that a little bit. I know you guys are going to come out with some more information soon about all the parking details, but there is parking behind Building 27, you were saying, right?
Correct, yeah. So kind of like right in the center of the campus, actually, it would be Building 27. And there's a large parking lot just adjacent to that. It's next to the library and the police station there. Mm-hmm. But you'll be able to find signs all throughout the campus that will help direct you to parking spaces for the event. Mm-hmm. We expect it to fill quickly, of course, at 350. Hopefully not 350 cars, maybe people carpool, but
Please, especially if you're getting into the bourbon pool.
Yes.
Find a sober driver. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Luckily, we're next to the airport, so, you know, Uber and Lyft, they're there. So.
Exactly, yes. For people who aren't exactly very knowledgeable on the United Way of West Florida, I mean, mm-hmm. Even myself included, before I started this job, I've heard of the United Way. I know that you guys do great work, but more specifically, what does the United Way and what does the United Way of West Florida do?
Absolutely. I mean, that is the million-dollar question right there. United Way of West Florida fights for the health, education, and financial stability of all. So our goal is to get out there and try to bring awareness to these three pillars to help bring awareness to the programs and the community impact that we serve. We raise funds through many different avenues, from sponsorships to corporate donations. We also have the ability to, you know, run the workplace campaign that's been around for now 100 years. Mm-hmm. But we raise funds and we utilize those funds to go back into the community through the community investment process, through grants. Volunteers actually decide and help identify the grants and the funds and how they're going to be executed and which organizations they're going to go to. But yeah, we've been around for 100 years. United Way is also a worldwide organization. It is pretty much everywhere you go, you'll find United Way. It's an amazing company, amazing organization, and amazing mission.
How big is the team for United Way of West Florida? I mean, I'm sure you have hundreds of volunteers, right?
We've got, you know, absolutely lots and lots of volunteers. That fluctuates on a daily basis, of course. As for staff, though, we're currently residing around 53, 54 staff. And so we manage, Escambia and Santa Rosa County for United Way of West Florida. But we also have 211 of Northwest Florida, which is the 10 counties in the panhandle.
Oh.
So.
How can people get involved if they want to donate their time to help out United Way of West Florida? How can they get in contact? What do they need to do?
Absolutely. So there are many different opportunities for you to get involved. One here in a little bit, Kathy's going to talk about, but there's our Get Connected platform. It's an opportunity for you to identify nonprofit organizations that are in need of help for volunteer hours. You can check out that website. You can go to UWF.org to get to the Get Connected platform. From there, you can check to see what's going on in your community, what's happening this month, what's coming up in the near future, and activities that you can volunteer your time with.
All right. And we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be back with Kathy Andrade. She's going to talk about that and other ways you can get involved with the United Way of West Florida. And we're also talking about the Glitz and Gallop Gala coming up on May 4th at the Pensacola State College campus at Building 27. And that was from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., right?
4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
All right. On May the 4th, be with you. Glitz and Gallop Gala. We'll talk about some more stuff coming up. If you have questions or comments, join the conversation. We'll get your questions answered right here on the air. 437-1620, Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team, Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At any event, gathering, or party, what's the one thing people talk about when it's over? The food. That's why, for over 25 years, locals have chosen Culinary Production as their caterer of choice. Chef Mike DeSorbo and his culinary team have been given rave reviews from very satisfied customers. And now, Culinary Production offers a venue space for your next event. A venue space for 250-plus people with catering, bar service, and more, all in downtown Pensacola. Get all the information you need at culinaryproductions.net.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a really good conversation with Austin Mount from the TPO about whether it's even possible or desirable to try to reduce traffic fatalities to zero, a thing that they call Vision Zero. Talked about traffic implications for Hurlburt and the impact on Mission if Highway 98's a mess, and Milton. Mike Cusack gets removed from the finance chair, and a citizen gets removed from the meeting because she wanted to talk about it. And the city manager scolds a couple of members of council. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Joining me this morning in the studio, I have Stephen Prestesader and Kathy Andrade, no relation to our friend Alex. She is the development manager for the United Way of West Florida. Do you ever get tired of that? Like,
oh, it's the first thing people bring up in a conversation.
Okay, so...
they either love me or they don't quite love me. Either way.
Well, my thing is, oh, your name is Jake? And then I know the very next few words in their mind is, from State Farm? Question mark? So we have the same... We're in the same plight there. Go to uwwf.org to get connected with the United Way of West Florida. We've been talking about the Glitz and Gallop Gala coming up on May 4th. May the 4th be with you, celebrating the 150th Kentucky Derby, and United Way is celebrating 100 years. So get involved with this fundraiser for United Way of West Florida. You can get two drink tickets and some betting tickets for $100 for your ticket, and there's going to be a parade of prizes, a bourbon pool, lots of great things. But getting connected with the United Way of West Florida, let's talk about that a little bit. You guys have a special program for leaders in our community that's really going to change things for everybody. So let's talk about that real quick. The Ambassador Leadership Program. Kathy, take it away.
Yeah, definitely. We are accepting applications for our Ambassador Program between now and May 1st. This is just an excellent program for both growing employees within your company, making them more aware of the critical needs to our community. They actually go through and... session training for public speaking. They learn the pillars of United Way, health, education, financial stability. Mm-hmm. And so they devote about 10 hours per week, 10 hours per month, both helping us spearhead the workplace campaigns and then giving presentations. They will definitely grow their public speaking through mm-hmm. that. It's a win-win for both the employee and the employer. The employer lends them to us for 10 hours a month. The employee gets so much more through their leadership growth with the mm-hmm. company. And so just to find out more information, they can actually go to the website. It explains the ambassador program in detail, uwwf.org. My email link is on there as well. So if they have any questions, they can reach out to me and I'd be more than happy to answer those beforehand. Pretty simple application process. Then we'll follow up with them, a short conversation, and then we'll go from there. Our first training will start in June, and that focuses on the orientation of United Way itself.
Mm. And the three pillars.
And the three pillars,
getting
correct.
Them set up. As an employer in this community, and if they want to get involved with this program, what are they looking for in their employee? How do they know how to pick that employee to send?
You know, you've got that employee that definitely has potential for growth within the company. Mm-hmm. They actually will get a lot of connection to key leaders and mentors within Santa Rosa and Escambia County. Mm. So you're looking for that employee. You see that potential for growth within the company, and you just... they just need that little bit of extra help, whether it be through the comfort zone of public speaking or whatnot. We have former ambassadors that come in. We have board members. We have our nonprofit organizations. It actually just makes them more aware of things that are happening right in their own community. And mm-hmm. many of them go on to serve in nonprofit volunteer capacities for ongoing period.
Very nice.
Win-win.
Very nice. You're changing their lives, really, because
correct.
Just
yeah.
like you said, you touched on it a couple times, that just the public speaking aspect of it can really, I remember when I was a kid, I had, 4-H in school, and that was one of the big things that I got into was the public speaking course that we had in that, and that really shaped how I communicate, with employers and people in the office and, even my friends in a social setting. It gave me certain skills.
Right.
And if you have an employee that has that spark and you want to nurture that into a nice roaring flame, check out the Ambassador Leadership Program. Go to uwwf.org. And that's for 8 weeks, right?
It is actually eight sessions. Over the course from June to December.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep.
No, much longer. Okay, great. And you can get more information from the website. And definitely check out the Glitz and Gallop Gala coming up on May 4th. Man, that's really great, the Ambassador Leadership Program. You know, things like Rotary and just anything that people can get involved with to help become a leader, because we definitely need more leadership and quality leadership in our community. So if you have questions or comments, let us know, 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's talk real quick about the Street Survival Guide. You showed me a copy. These will be dropping soon here in the next few weeks. What is the Street Survival Guide and how does that work?
Yeah, Street Survival Guide is an information resource referral guide. It's actually a printed document. We actually have that information on usually our 211 website. It's always up to date, but this is the printed guide. And we're really excited this year with support of some amazing sponsors from the cities to the counties to public health and Santa Rosa Medical even jumped in. It's just amazing. We're printing 50,000 copies this year.
Nice.
It's the first year we've ever gotten to this number. We're going to be able to divide that evenly between the two counties. But this resource guide is for those that are individuals in need. They just need a little bit of help. The homeless within the community. It's a guide to help them, provide them with numbers, information that can put them in touch with the people they need to speak with for whatever they may be facing at that time. All the information you need, from everything from finding Social Security to health and shelters to veteran resources or voter registration. All these numbers, all the information is provided in here. Our team, our 211 staff, actually updates this on a regular basis to make sure that everything is correct. So we're really excited, proud of this document, and proud to be able to get to 50,000 copies this year.
Well, I know I'm truly blessed and fortunate when it comes to finances and just, my lifestyle. And I even feel like myself, I'm clueless sometimes on what's going on around me and resources available to me 24/7. So, and I have access to the internet all day long. It's in the palm of my hand. It's in my back pocket. And even I feel like I'm just clueless. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So this guide being in print, especially for somebody who's, living homeless right now in our society, they can have access to all of that information all in one place. That is a great idea. How long has the Street Survival Guide been printed?
So I don't have the numbers of how long we've had this. I know since I've started that I've seen documentation that's gone back for the past 5 or so years.
Wow.
It was obviously back when it was just Escambia County, mm-hmm. but this then obviously has evolved with the incorporation of Santa Rosa County now to be the two-county region.
Nice.
We only manage these two counties for the Street Survival and not the 10 for United Way or for 211 Northwest Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But, this is the first year in prior years, I think we've gotten to 18,000 copies. Wow. We've never had this quantity. And the amazing information that's in here, too, the great thing is that, you know, Google is fantastic. We all love Google.
Right.
Everything at the fingertips. But the problem is you don't always get the number that you need.
Right.
Our staff have gone through and they've vetted every single line item in here. They found the exact number that you need to call to put you in touch with someone that can speak to you right away and that can someone that can help. That's the amazing thing about the Streets of Valve Guide.
Great. All right. Well, I'm going to get to that last commercial break of the segment. If you have questions or comments, get them in before it's too late. We only have a couple moments left. We will be right back with more from United Way of West Florida. My guests this morning, Stephen Prestesater and Kathy Andrade. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Pete Salvato and Only Choice Healthcare cannot help you with gas prices or rising inflation, but he can help you lower the cost of your health insurance. Are you tired of paying all of your medical expenses out of pocket because you never met your deductible? Their Freedom of Choice plan has no deductible for all outpatient services, including outpatient surgery. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round. You can change now. And these have nothing to do with your income, so there are no surprises at tax time. If you're paying for your own medical insurance, you're uninsured, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call Pete at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. Really, it's the only choice. Onlychoicehealthcare.com. They will customize a plan managed by you, not the government.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
You've just discovered you have...
rats! Ew! What do? How do you get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
To get rid of the rats is no problem at all. The solution's inside Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
Hi, how can we help you?
I have a rat problem.
Oh, rats.
Literally, what do?
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees are real hardware people and know what happens when infestations get out of hand. They have the experience to help you get rid of your, uninvited guests.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola. Join Gordy and Ad Litem on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow. Board members Karen Jolly and Susan Fortier will be telling us about Corks for a Cause, which is an evening of wine, delicious hors d'oeuvres, and music coming up on April 18th to raise funds for the most vulnerable children in our community. Tune in tomorrow at 9:30 with the Northwest Florida Guardian Ad Litem Foundation on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Joining me this morning, I have Kathy Andrade. She is the development manager for United Way of West Florida. Also, Stephen Prestesater. He is the VP of Philanthropy and Communications. Go to uwwf.org. We are promoting the Glitz and Gallop Gala this morning. This is going to be on May 4th. At PSC, Building 27. This is going to be from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the 4th. We're going to have lots of hors d'oeuvres and a live band, betting tickets on these horse races we've been talking about, celebrating the 150th Kentucky Derby. Let me get to this real quick before we run out of time. What makes you get up out of bed every morning and do this? What is your favorite part about working with United Way? I'll start with you, Kathy.
Actually, what drew me to United Way is the same thing that I enjoy most about United Way of West Florida, and that is the organizations that we partner with, that we support here locally in Santa Rosa and Escambia County. I came from a healthcare background, 2 decades plus, but in my free time, I just love to volunteer, so that was a perfect connection.
This is a Fox News alert.
Sorry, Stephen, I kind of cut you out there, but thank you.